If you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. Some listeners to this radio program have asked, how can I call the show Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, without having every show feature Aretha Franklin? Well, I've heard your comments. Aretha was a prolific recording artist, recording more than a dozen albums on Columbia Records, many of which have their charms. She also recorded more than a dozen albums for Arista Records. But this is a show called Aretha on Atlantic, the record label where she really broke through to become the Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin wrote and played piano on many of her hit songs, but she also had many hit songs by other songwriters and artists as well. Let's get started with Three in a Row.
I do. I wanna.
That was Aretha singing Baby I Love You and Share Your Love With Me, and finally Going Down Slow. The song Baby I Love You is a soul song written by Ronnie Shannon, who also wrote I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. Baby I Love You was a number one hit for Aretha on the R&B charts in 1967. The second song, Share Your Love With Me, was originally recorded by Bobby Blue Bland in 1964, but was a number one hit on the R&B charts for Aretha in 1969. She also featured the song in her live performances, including twice in 3 days for her great album, Aretha Live at Fillmore West in 1971. And the last song, Going Down Slow, was a classic 12-bar blues standard originally recorded in the early 1940s, but it was arranged by Aretha. She plays the piano on it and sings it really well. It was the B-side on the single Baby I Love You. It appears on her album Aretha Arrives. Aretha also loved to cover pop songs.
When I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you.
Say a Little Prayer was a pop song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, and it was a hit for Dionne Warwick in 1967. Aretha loved the song and was singing it for fun while rehearsing other songs with the backup singers, the Sweet Inspirations. In the studio, Jerry Wexler heard them and said, "Let's cut it right now," and they did. Although she didn't intend to release it at first, when she did, it was a top 10 hit in the United States, in 1968. It features no horns or string arrangements, just the piano, the vocals, and a rhythm section. And it was her biggest hit ever in England. In 1987, the UK music weekly New Musical Express ranked Aretha's version of the song the number one of all singles of all time. In 1968, Aretha was also very busy recording three full-length albums.
There's a train coming. Don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All we need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no tickets. We'll just thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
People get ready. Picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and border. There's all fall among his love and more.
Piece of classic soul music was People Get Ready, written by Curtis Mayfield, and it was a hit and recorded and released by The Impressions in 1965. Aretha's cover version was never released as a single, only as a track on her great 1968 album, Lady Soul. Here's another one that shows her ability to make someone else's song her own.
You're gonna find me doing what I'm doing right now, and that's just sitting around the night.
they're sitting around dreaming, sitting around dreaming about their used to be. Well, the nightlife ask anybody in it, it ain't no good life, but that's all right because it's my.
That was Nightlife, and it was written by Willie Nelson. It had been a major country hit for Ray Price in 1960, but Aretha remakes it into a very personal soul song. Nightlife was also not released as a single, only appearing on her live album Aretha in Paris. We'll get to that album later. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH 101.9 FM LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org. Next up, Aretha's version of a classic R&B song.
You know the nighttime is the right time. Be with the one you love. The one I love, and you know just who I'm thinking of. Oh!
That was Aretha's rollicking version of Nighttime is the Right Time from 1969. That old R&B chestnut was first recorded by Nappy Brown in 1957, but it was Ray Charles's cover from 1958 that it was a hit. Let's switch to a completely different mood.
Don't trouble the water. Said I'll leave it alone.
Paul Simon wrote the folk song Bridge Over Troubled Water, and it was a huge international hit for Simon and Garfunkel. It was their signature song. But as Time magazine stated in 1998, that water is a good deal more troubled when Franklin sings the song, and even the bridge seems sturdier. Aretha's version reached number one on the R&B charts and number six on the pop charts and won her a Grammy Award. And her live performance of the song is considered one of the greatest moments in Grammy history. Now let's pick up the pace. That was Aretha's cover of Spanish Harlem, originally recorded by Ben E. King in 1960. His version only reached number 15 on the R&B charts. Aretha's went to number 1 for 3 weeks in 1971 and stayed there and went gold. The musicians backing Aretha were all first rate. There was Donny Hathaway on electric piano and organ, Cornell Dupree on guitar, and Chuck Rainey on bass. The backup vocals were by Carolyn and Irma Franklin and the Sweethearts of Soul. The masterful drumming is by Bernard Purdy, who said that backing Aretha was like floating in seventh heaven. Now let's listen to three tracks recorded live in concert at the famed Olympia Theater in Paris in 1968.
Always I tell you that I don't want nobody. Always sitting right there, looking at me and that man. Be it my mother, my father, my brother, or my sister, would you believe I get up, put on some clothes, go out and help me find somebody for himself if I can? Yeah, 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 yes, I will. Now, I don't mind company. Because company's all right with me. Every once in a while, don't get me wrong, people, I really don't mind company. Because company's all right with me. Every once in a great while. But oh, me and that man get to love him. I tell you girls, I dig you, but I don't have time to sit and shit and just sit and chit chat and smile. Now don't you send me no doctor, filling me up with all of those pills. I got me a man named Dr. Feelgood, yeah. His name is Dr. Feelgood. Feelgood in the morning and taking care of business is really this man's game. And after one visit to Dr. Feelgood, you understand why. Makes me feel real good, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I see you got your Dr. Feelgoods out there with you tonight, girls. All right. Baby, baby, sweet baby. A little time, wait on me, baby. change. And I don't know why I let you do these things to me. My friends keep telling me, they tell me that you ain't no good.
That was Dr. Feelgood, and Since You've Been Gone, Sweet Sweet Baby, and I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, all from her live concert in 1968 in Paris. Next up, a very sweet song, Angel.
I got a call the other day. It was my sister Carolyn saying, Aretha, come by when you can. I've got something that I want to say. And when I got there, she said, you know, rather than go through a long, drawn-out thing, I think the melody on the box will help me explain.
Gotta find me an angel to fly away with me. Gotta find me an angel who will set me free. My heart's without a home. I don't want.
You just heard Angel, written by Aretha Franklin and her sister Carolyn, and co-produced along with Quincy Jones. Aretha Franklin was listed as number one on Rolling Stone's list of greatest singers of all time. She was also listed as the number one singer of all time by Mojo magazine in a runaway landslide vote. Number two was Frank Sinatra. Aretha Franklin has won a total of 18 Grammy Awards, including Best Female Vocal Performance 8 years in a row. Her first Grammy win was in 1968, and her most recent was 2008, a period of 40 years. She has performed a command performance for Queen Elizabeth, another command performance for Queen Beatrix of Holland, and also sang at two U.S. presidential inaugurations. She's been awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor. She was also awarded Kennedy Center honors. She also won the first ever Billboard Women in Music Icon Award for Lifetime Achievements. She was also inducted into the UK Hall of Fame and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. She was the first female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where her biography states that she was given the title of Queen of Soul in 1968 and concludes, "The honorific title endures and nobody disputes it." Jerry Wexler, her longtime producer at Atlantic, said, "No one can copy her. She's all alone in her greatness." The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH FM. Thanks for listening. Find out what it means to me.